Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. Well, the Minnesota Fight Night podcast debuted in 2020 with special guest Jamal Shango James of Minneapolis. Fittingly, as we kick off our fourth season, James is back to talk about his February 25th Showtime televised fight at the Armory in Minneapolis. James, a former WBA welterweight champion, returns to the ring after a 16-month layoff. His opponent, a 2016 Olympic boxer, is Alberto Palmetta of Argentina. This episode features audio from a media event at the Circle of Discipline, James's home gym, and a one-on-two interview with James and his sparring partner, Slink Proper, an up-and-coming pro boxer in his own right. Trainer Sankara Frazier also joins the conversation. I hope you enjoy the interview.
Back at the Armory, what does all mean?
Means that it's go time, man. You know, I've been itching for this. Extremely happy to be fighting back at home, but really just to be fighting again, you know, because it's been such a long layover. I know that a lot of eyes are on me now since coming off that last fight, but I love the pressure. I deal with it great. I think it makes me a better fighter. And, you know, instead of talking it up too much, I'm just going to show you all on the 25th.
You've had a long time here in the gym. Has it made you a better man?
Of course. The gym is, you know, gym is my home. You know, they say live at the gym, visit home. You know, so that's what we've been on. We've been training in the morning, training in the evenings. And outside of just doing it for my boxing career, keeps my body clean, it keeps my mind healthy, keeps my spirit up. You know, and that's what we're about down here, is physically, mentally, and spiritually. As you can see, it's an amazing facility. We got this good facility, so there's no excuses. We got everything we need to be at the best of our capability.
Now, there's been a lot of outside influences. You had a fight that was going to happen, then you had a setback. And how does that play into your mind? How can you overcome the things you could not control to put your focus on February the 25th?
Oh, man, that's kind of life, and, you know, luckily I'm surrounded by a great village. You know, my father right here, he keeps me focused. You know, when we go through them tough times like that or we got setbacks, you know, he's taught me you just got to roll with the punches, man, and you stay focused and you stay on track. You know, eventually that opportunity will come. But if you start slacking just because, you know, you ran into this obstacle, then you ain't going to be ready when the opportunity comes. Sure. So, you know, you stay ready when you got to get ready.
Sankara, you and Jamal have been working at this thing a long time. What's the best lesson to come out of this? To have this unusual long break, to have this interruption of what was, you know, a regular thing every 6 months to be back in the ring. How can you turn that into a positive and channel that for this fight?
Well, actually, sometimes, you know, even though a lot of fighters don't want to do it, sometimes it actually turns out to be not such a bad thing to let your body rest. We've been at this since he was a kid, you know, and it's kind of it's a forced rest, but it's still a rest nevertheless, and more of an opportunity to, you know, focus and practice on smaller things that you want to fix. We've always believed it's the little things in there that really count. Instead of just being able to come out and throw big punches, there's little small things that you want to work on.
Are you seeing a fire burning in Jamal's belly that wasn't there before, or it's burning even more
bright? It always burns. Jamal always burns. He's one of the guys that people that I've trained just keeps a fire going all the time. You know, we have to push it down a little bit, you know, take it easy. But he always wants to work out.
So we're going to see the best version of Jamal on February 25th?
We always look for the best version every time he steps in the ring, so I want this version to be better than the other version.
Anybody else? Good.
It's out there again to go back and get.
Yeah, I know.
Is it an advantage for you maybe to just think like, hey, you've been on this road before. You know what it takes to get back to get there. What does it take to get back there now?
The easy answer, man, is just to beat up people and win fights. You know, as long as you win in the fights, I got to give you the opportunity. Obviously, you know, on the way up there, we learned some other things that, you know, you got to be able to be marketable. You got to be able to, you know, talk. And thank you all, the media, for coming, you know, supporting me on that. Because people gotta want to tune in and see you. But outside of that, again, if you win in the fights, whether you got a good personality or not, can't nobody deny that you win it, you know? So that's what I love about the sport.
What's it been like since you've become a dad now? How has that changed?
It's lit another fire under me, man, you know? First time father. Before, you know, I was kind of doing it, you know, still doing it for my organization and everything, for myself as well. But now, you know, with him, it's like, you know, something a little bit closer counting on me, you know what I mean? And like very directly counting on me. And I just want to be able to obviously be somebody he could be proud of. And I'm already thinking of the future. So I want to go ahead and get back in this game, get these belts, milk it for as much as I can. And then I could just fall back and focus on him.
They say it changes a man.
Yeah.
Feel different now?
Saying, man, a focus is different for sure. You know what I mean? We got to get it. Ain't no excuses, you know?
What is it going to take to win this fight? What needs to happen in order for you to win this fight next month?
Just for me to come with my A game and him to catch these hands and take this L. You know, simple as that. You know, we've been training hard. We got a world-class facility that we're training out of. This organization is great. Kids is great. The members are great. So now, you know, it's just about staying focused. Obviously, being careful you don't get sick out here, man, because that's what threw me back last time. So I've just been a little bit of a training hermit. You know, I'm just in the gym and I'm at the house with it.
Does the body feel good? Do you feel like you're all the way back after being sick?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yes, sir. For 100%, we're ready to go.
Don't call it a comeback, man. You name blood for it.
I've been here, man. You know it. Uh-huh. You know.
Hey, so you talked about the fans being at the Armory, and that's a wonderful place, but those are the fans that are going to come anyway. What about the fans that have never seen you fight or even a fight at the Armory?
Who ain't seen me fight?
I'm telling, there's some people.
I hope they tune in. You know, if they ain't seen me fight it, I hope they show up. If they're out of state, I hope they tune in on Showbox so they can see exactly what I'm bringing if they haven't seen it already. You know, we've been in this game for a while now, so those in the boxing community should have seen me. But if they haven't, then they're definitely going to know my name at the end of this fight.
Say his name. That's right.
That's right.
Anybody else need anything?
Here with Jamal James at the Circle of Discipline. Great to see you again, Jamal.
You too, man.
How have you been doing?
I've been good, man. Very blessed. Very hungry. You know, we've been in the gym. We got this fight coming up. Ready to show out. I'm married now. Just had a son about 4 months, 4.5 months ago. And just very blessed, man. You know, my wife is doing good. She runs her own business. She's a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So her business is called Reviving Roots Therapy and Wellness. It's getting ready to open up. And I've just been doing my boxing thing. And we got a great village, so we don't have problems finding somebody to watch my son and nothing like that.
That's awesome, man. What's your son's name?
His name is Salim Jamal James.
Nice. Hey, got to ask you about, we were talking a little bit before about how, you know, you're still hungry. That fire is still burning. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because I know that some people might think, well, he's married now, he's got the wife and the kid.
No, for sure. You know, this is a great question because a lot of cats do get comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
When they get married, they get a kid and stuff, they get really comfortable and that fire kind of dies down. But it kind of had, for me, it's the opposite effect. And I think it's because I built my career off boxing first. I think a lot of guys who kind of die down are the guys who already had the families. So they made their money, they was able to, you know, provide for their family how they wanted to. And then they're just like, all right, well, I don't want to, you know, keep competing at this level. Or I'm not, as focused now because now I got everything I need. Mm-hmm. But with me, there's a lot of stuff that I still want to solidify and foundation I still want to build for my son, for my family and all that. And it just puts a different level of hunger and pressure on me. But I work very well under pressure, so it just got me very focused.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a lot of talk about, it's been a while since you've been in the ring, 16 months or whatever, and some people might see that as, well, you're going to have ring rust. But I think your dad and your great trainer there, Sankaros, made a good point that sometimes you need a little rest, and it's good to get that body.
Yeah.
Get some rest for your body. Do you agree with that, or what do you make of the whole?
No, for sure, situation? Man. We've been going hard for so long, and especially with everything that was going on, not only just in Minnesota but around the world. You know, we fought through pandemics, we fought through revolutions, mm-hmm. and riots and stuff. You know, I done had personal things happen, and I'm still training and fighting, taking fights through. So, you know. Even though I was very itching to get back in the ring because I wanted to redeem myself after that last fight, the rest definitely did help. You know, it let me take some time for myself. I was able to get married. I was able to get my house. I was able to have a son, you know. I was able to get settled in a little bit and just relax for a quick second. But now, you know, the bills is coming and it's time to eat.
Absolutely. So you feel strong physically? How do you feel, like, compared to your peak, I guess?
Oh, man, I'm hungry, man, especially, again.
I do some stuff in the PBC, too.
You know, I had the title and unfortunately lost it. But to be honest, I really had an off night. And I don't like to make excuses. Like, he did his thing. I'm not going to say, well, if this would have happened, I would have beat him, even though I do be feeling like that. I just know that, it was one of those things, unfortunately, where everything that I needed just couldn't be there that night for whatever reason. And that's very rare for me, Sometimes something might be gone, but I can adjust. But that night, there was a couple of things that I was really trying to make work that just wasn't working. And then the show, this time, we're not going to take those chances. We're going to make sure we feel 100%. Which we do. We're going to make sure that we did everything we needed to do in the training, and we go out here and show up. I can't afford to, have another one of those fights at this point in my career.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't mean to imply that I think you've peaked. I think you're still probably the best is yet to come.
That's what's up.
And,
it's all good. We're going to show them. We'll show up on the 25th. Everybody will see.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you had your sparring partner here.
Yeah.
Tell us about him and what's it been like. Introduce us to this gentleman.
Yeah, you got some time real quick?
We're
doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast.
He's doing,
yeah.
It's my guy, Sweet, right here.
What's going on?
He's been sparring with me.
Doing all right.
Yeah. He's an up-and-coming fighter. He
Thank
just
you.
Won a fight. What was that, a couple months ago?
Yeah. December 10th.
December 10th, man. Yeah. Had a great fight. Went out there and showed out.
Thank
did
you.
Thing.
Yeah. Thanks to you, man.
Up now?
Thanks for you. We got the 25th, man. We got
that's
your
right.
fight coming up.
Oh, I know that.
That's what matters. Forget all the other fights. This is the only fight that matters, man.
That's right.
Come on, man. Come
good,
on, James.
Good sparring is absolutely essential, right?
Yeah. Indeed.
And it
Indeed.
Sounds like you have a good sparring partner.
No, he's very strong. He's the same height as the guy I'm fighting. Mm-hmm. I would say that he's actually slicker, though. He's a little bit slicker and quicker than the guy I'm fighting. And being able to, get those rounds in with him and having him help, I don't see how I could lose to this cat coming out.
Yeah. What's it like being in there with the champ?
Oh, man, I love it, man. I mean, see, I'm just grateful. You know what I mean? I'm grateful to be in there for the opportunity. And you know what I mean? I know how he hits. I know how he fights. I know how he works. And I know that it's trouble for anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from, what walk of life you're from. So I know this guy, I see him with the top three junior welterweight, 147. He's with the top three. So these are just, like, when I see him fighting these fights, I see that he's just, hey, you know what I mean, getting back to them. You know what I mean? Because he needs his belt back. They took, he needs his belt back. He's the only person rightfully to have the belt. He has the pedigree, the amateur pedigree, all that stuff. You know what I mean? But he also got the fight in him. You know what I mean? A lot of people have the amateur pedigree, come pro, and don't got the fight in him. They don't got it. You know what I mean? They fight differently than they do in the amateurs. He's the person that has transitioned from amateurs to pros and has been able to make the transition successfully.
So Jamal, you said he's about the same height as your opponent.
Yes.
Palmetta.
Yeah.
Have you been able to sort of emulate his style, or how do you figure that out?
We don't need to, because the style is better.
Yeah.
All right. Your style is better. If I work good with him, Palmetta will be a lot easier.
When Jamal's done with him, you can... But no, seriously, I know. Serious question. This guy's no soft touch that you're fighting. He's represented his country in the Olympics. He has a good record. I think people could have maybe forgiven you if you had taken a little softer fight to launch your comeback. But what does that say about you that you're gonna walk right in?
I mean, this is boxing. You know what I mean? Yeah. If I'm gonna talk about being getting that title back and being a world champion, then I can't be taking those soft, super soft fights like that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to fight cats that have some type of rapport, pedigree. You know what I mean? If I can't beat him, then what am I talking about trying to get the title back for? Mm-hmm. I got to beat guys that's way better than him in order for me to get the title.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that's the way I look at it, and that's why I say every fight is always a championship fight, because if you lose anywhere on the way up to getting a title fight, then you lost your opportunity at a title fight.
Right.
You gotta take everything serious. Fight don't take the easy road. This ain't no easy career path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just make sure you train and make sure you up on your game and work hard to make it look easy, which is one of our mottos down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go in here and make this look easy. But this guy's pedigree, so you know. Oh man, he just dusted this dude was this and that and that and this.
Yeah.
He's just gonna push me up higher.
Well, and I know you don't want to look past this fight, but when would you like to get back? You know, how many times do you think you'd like to fight this year? Do you have any thoughts of where this might take you?
You know, again, I gotta stay focused on this fight.
Yeah.
God willing, everything happens like it's supposed to. Then I want to take advantage of the time I got now. This isn't a long-lived career path. You know, being a professional fighter, you got to get in, milk your game as much as you can, and get out. And while you still got a head and health and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be able to get back in there, fairly soon after this fight.
Awesome. Well, you've been generous with your time, champ.
Thank you.
Great to see you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Good luck to you. See you at the fight.
All right. It. What's up, sir?